This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. So excited about a show on something that isn't actually food.
Yeah. Well, it's better than our shampoo and toothpaste show.
I think it will be better.
I mean, with these, you can at least swallow, like, flavor.
Yeah. When you were a kid, like, what was the going urban legend about what would happen to you if you swallowed gum?
Well, I think it would stay in you for 7 years.
Yeah. I remember the 7 years also. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was generally believed that it would accumulate in your stomach and turn into, like, a bizarre, and eventually you would die.
Turn into a what?
A bizarre, like a weird stomach thing.
What's a bizarre?
It's like when stuff accumulates in your stomach without getting digested.
Does that happen?
It does. Yeah. If you Google it, you'll.
How do you spell it?
B-E-Z-O-A-R. Google it. You can never unsee it.
Oh, I don't want to see it, but I might Google it anyway. Okay.
Okay,
were you allowed to chew gum as a kid?
Yes, but only Bizarre-alicious brand. I was not especially encouraged to chew gum when I was a kid, which was a total unfair double standard because my mom was always chewing Freedent brand gum.
Freedent. Wow, nobody chews Freedent.
No, but it still exists.
It's like Tab.
I saw it. Yeah, it's exactly like that. When I was out shopping for gum, Freedent still exists, and so does Fruit Stripe.
Fruit Stripe, is that? I always confuse it with juicy fruit.
Fruit Stripe is actually striped.
Okay.
And I was very disappointed to learn that Chewels gum no longer exists.
That was the kind with the kind of gel-like center.
Yeah, it would, like, goosh into your mouth when you took a bite.
That.
Awesome.
My mom always had some kind of mint-flavored gum, usually Extra, in her purse. And, of course, it was sugar-free. I was allowed to have sugar-free gum, Trident and things like that.
Yes.
Do you remember when NutraSweet first came out?
I do, yeah.
Did you get, like, these NutraSweet sweetened gumballs in the mail?
Huh, no,
like,
I don't remember that at all.
Like, as a free promotional thing? I remember, and I loved them. I wanted to know where we could get more of them. They just came in the mail one day, and my mother let me have them.
No.
Doesn't that sound like a bad idea to just let your kid have some gum that comes in the mail?
It just came randomly in the mail? I don't know. No, I mostly got the best gum from, like, some guy leaning out of his car.
Yeah, over by Ballard High School.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm, there's a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
Neighborhood watch area. Anyway, so, you know, it is weird to me how much gum is sugar-free. Like, the majority, I would say, of gum on the market today is sugar-free.
I think that's definitely true.
Why are we so against sugar and gum? We eat sugar and everything else.
Maybe the powerful American Dental Association. I don't know.
You know, Trident, I believe there's a thing on the package that says
4 out of 5 dentists.
Ooh, the ADA Council on Scientific Affairs acceptance of Trident is based on its finding that the physical action of chewing Trident for 20 minutes after eating stimulates saliva flow, which helps to prevent cavities.
Cavities. I got two cavities.
By reducing plaque acids and strengthening teeth.
Mr. Dentist, do I have any cavities? This isn't funny.
Okay. So maybe we should taste some gum today.
Yes, that's what it's all about,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. What are we going to start with?
I think we should start with Bazooka because I'm eager to read some terrible cartoons and because it's the only one we have here that's like classic bubblegum flavor.
Would you feel how hard it is?
I'm afraid for my teeth.
You think if I kind of suck on it for a minute, I can soften it up?
Yeah.
I feel like hardness is the defining feature of this gum.
Oh.
And has always been.
It's funny because...
Oh, we're both working so hard now.
I think everyone's already turned off the show because of these noises, so we can say anything now.
This isn't even a very good bubblegum flavor.
Like, hardness is my defining attribute also. okay. No, it's not. And it's hard. It's like hard and stale-ish in the same way as like the stick of gum you would get with baseball cards, but people buy Bazooka like intentionally for the gum.
What is bubblegum flavor?
I was thinking that. I was hoping that would just kind of slide by because I don't have the slightest idea.
Do you mind if I spit this out?
No.
Okay. I'm going to put it here on my agenda.
Okay, this is great. Okay,
that was
so wait.
Really gross.
We chewed the Bazooka, but we didn't do the important part, which is read the terrible cartoons that come with the Bazooka.
So this used to come wrapped in paper, and wedged into the paper would be a little slip of paper with a cartoon on it. Now it's wrapped in the cartoon.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to read first?
Yeah. Hey, Casey, sorry I missed your surprise party. Did you have a good time? Not so much. Cindy insisted that everyone save electricity. Same old Cindy. Who was there? Who knows? Everyone yelled surprise without turning on the lights.
Okay, that's actually pretty funny.
Oh, and it has a little fortune at the bottom.
Oh, great.
A tree is a terrible thing to waste. That's supposed to be funny because that's not funny.
It is funny because I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but okay. All right, my cartoon. This is a dog speaking. Woof, woof. No, just kidding. My food bowl is empty. My ball is missing. The door is locked, so I can't chase the mailman. They say the world is going to the dogs. My only question is, when?
What's your fortune?
That's philosophical. My fortune is, put your best foot forward. Just watch what you step in. Great.
You know, you can visit bazookajoe.com.
And send some feedback?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if I just complain about it on Twitter?
That sounds more in keeping.
What if I get really upset about it?
Great.
Okay. How about juicy fruit? Can we do that?
Yeah. I really liked this as a kid, but I wasn't allowed to have it very often because, you know, it had sugar in it.
Right. Now, in case my dentist is listening, we are going to get to some sugar-free gum in a minute, and then we're going to ruin it by having more sugary gum afterwards.
I can't figure out how to open this.
Oh.
It's so complicated. Hang on. Oh. Oh, this smells amazing. Smell it. Oh, wow.
Wow, you actually did what they tell you to do on the commercial. Take a sniff.
They do? They tell you to?
Take a sniff. Pull it out. The taste is going to move you when you pop it in your mouth.
God, I forgot about that. It's yellow.
No, there was like a golden era of catchy gum jingles because there was the extra song. There was...
This doesn't taste as good as I remember. It's got a lot of cinnamon in it.
This kind of doesn't taste like anything.
Give it a second. It takes a minute for the bouquet to open up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You getting all that cinnamon?
Maybe it was sitting too close to a pack of Big Red. You remember the Big Red song? We didn't get any Big Red, but they had a great song. It was
That is so cinnamony.
That big red freshness lasts right through it. Your fresh breath goes on and on. While you chew and say goodbye a little longer, make it last a little longer. Give your breath long-lasting freshness with Big Red.
Wow.
Copyright violation.
So as a kid, as I mentioned, I was allowed to have Trident. And Trident had this orange pack that was some kind of fruit flavor.
Uh-huh.
And they've stopped making it. They still have an orange pack that is a fruit flavor. It's called Tropical Twist. I just opened it. It smells like mango.
Yeah, I can smell it like way over here.
But boy, it's nothing like it used to be. I had Matthew pick it up just because I wanted to try it. But
because you're too good to buy your own gum. I like the shape of Trident.
Oh, it's so...
Oh, it is mango.
Wow. It's kind of this weird... Acidic, super acidic. Kind of weird. Are you getting an effervescence?
I really like this.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, it's like bizarre, but
it reminds me of the mango high chew.
Yeah, I think that's why I like it. It's not as good as a mango high chew, but it's good.
How do you feel about the size of Trident? I almost always take two pieces.
Yeah, pretty much like I mostly chew gum when I'm on a plane, and I feel like one piece isn't enough, but two pieces are slightly too much.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's a hard life.
I like the silkiness of this Trident. Do you feel how it's getting silky in your mouth?
I do. Yeah, because there's like sort of some crystals that dissolved, and then like the silkiness came through.
This is really growing on me. That's nice. Kind of
I imagine if there's a commercial for this specific flavor, it's like something involving your mouth taking a tropical vacation. And that's what I feel like.
Wait. Are you just salivating like crazy with all of these?
Oh, absolutely.
My mouth is like working overtime.
I'm going to actually start drooling soon. there's not enough room in here for all the saliva. Okay, so this is gum royalty that we're getting to next.
I am so excited about this. I've been sitting here smelling the next gum.
All right, so I wasn't even going to get more than one like big chewy Hubba Bubba Bubblicious bubble gum style, but I saw this Hubba Bubba Max strawberry watermelon, and I remember I think this came out like near the end of my prime gum chewing years as a kid. It has like one flavor around the outside and another one down the middle.
I feel like my teeth are rotting a little bit.
Oh my God, this is enormous. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
This is what gum
this is luxury
dreams of being.
This is true luxury. I'd like to sit in my box seats at the opera
chewing this
and
gum.
Chew this gum.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is strawberry watermelon Hubba Bubba. Do you think? Oh, it looks like it's maybe gonna have strawberry in the middle.
Yes. I mean, it looks like a watermelon jelly.
Ooh,
belly.
Smell it.
Now, I recall I have this vivid memory of like on the gum commercial for this type of gum, the person would always squeeze the gum before popping it
in
their mouth
to show how soft it was.
How
unbazooka like
really
it was.
It.
Oh, it feels good.
Oh God.
Oh my God, I can't chew with my mouth closed. It's so big.
Why would you want to? When you got something like this, you got to share it with the world. Don't hide your gum under a bushel.
I'm hitting the strawberry center, and I don't feel so good about the strawberry center.
This thing is huge. Oh, this is great.
I wish there were just pure watermelon flavor.
There might be.
The strawberry is just tainting it. What color do you think it's going to be when you pull it out of your mouth?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Let's see. Let's think back to art class.
I think some kind of
green and pink make like sludgy color.
Oh God.
Oh, hey, I was right. It's sludge colored. It's like greenish, like it's kind of radioactive looking.
My mouth is so disgusting. Oh my God.
What do you got there?
Okay, we have got Bubblicious grape flavor, which as a kid, this was absolutely intoxicating to me.
And it's, I mean, the aroma, you could open one piece of this gum in the Roman Colosseum. And
you could smell it outside the Roman Colosseum.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You could smell it here at your table.
Mm-hmm. Once again, it's really big.
It's huge.
Wow, the flavor's surprisingly quiet when you first got going. Is it going to open up?
I was going to say,
where's the flavor?
I don't usually put things this big in my mouth, but that might be taken out of context.
Wow, the flavor's not as good as I remember. Mm,
no,
it's coming.
Like, okay,
oh, it's coming.
All right.
It's still not very good. I'm kind of heartbroken. I've been looking forward to this all day.
Maybe it hasn't been updated with an extreme version.
Hmm.
No, you're right. It doesn't have much flavor, but it still smells great.
And it's so big and soft.
I want the Glade plug-in version. But wait, I haven't blown any bubbles yet.
Oh, you gotta get really soft.
Yeah.
So I'm really
okay.
Elastic.
We'll cut out some chewing.
Okay.
What's some good chewing music?
Chewy, chewy, chewy. Nature Valley chewy. Nature Valley chewy. Granola bars.
It's chewy.
I'm salivating so much. I don't know if I can actually blow a bubble.
You can blow a saliva-filled bubble. When do you think bubble gum originated? I mean, I know people have been chewing like naturally occurring resins and stuff for a long time. Oh, nice.
No, it wasn't very big, though.
Were people blowing gum bubbles in, like, Shakespearean times? Mm-hmm. Because that really kind of changes my image. Oh, wow.
I think I touched the microphone.
It did.
Uh-huh. I'm not very good at blowing bubbles.
You got to take it really slow. Okay. You got to tease it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at that.
You got to make it last.
I'm not good at that either. Attention, ladies.
That was maybe the best bubble blowing exposition ever on radio.
Yeah.
So what recipe did you make for us today with gum?
I made a bezoar. Is that the right word? Bezoar.
Let's bring this back around to the beginning. So, like, did you ever swallow gum as a kid, and then did you get all worried?
I'm sure I swallowed gum as a kid.
Me too.
It was not nearly as worrisome, though, as the first time I swallowed an ice cube. Have you ever done that? That is so painful.
Yeah. Also, the first time I swallowed whole a meatball from the SpaghettiOs with Meatballs can.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. I was like, oh my God, what just happened?
I used to always get the plain SpaghettiOs.
All right. Find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, mm-hmm. where there will be a picture of chewed gum that you don't want to see, mm-hmm. which is fine because you stopped listening to this episode 12 minutes ago anyway. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where you can like us or the opposite. Molly is currently taking a picture of her own personal gum wall, so I'll just keep talking. So until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, the show that just fucking drooled all over everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
What's the name of the eagle on the Muppets?
I just accidentally touched your chewed gum.
I kind of noticed that you did that.
Sam the Eagle.
Sorry.
It was not intentional.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.